This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's going to be 100 degrees at my house today, but I'll tell you what, I'm a piker compared to Matt Levin. It's going to be 114 in Sacramento, where Matt is. Matt and me and millions of other people, to be clear, are now on day 7, I think. I kind of lost track of a brutal heat wave out here in the American West. And California's independent system operator, basically the agency in charge of most of this state's power grid, is asking us to lay off the AC in the afternoons and evenings so that literally they can keep the lights on. We have been here before, California has, but this time seems different, in part because with the rise of hybrid work, those lights are on at the office and in the living room. Here's Matt.
Steve Malsom works from home full-time in Southern California. When his air conditioning broke a few weeks back, he thought about working at a coffee shop instead of sweating out this heat wave in his bedroom.
But then I'd be one of those people that's talking out loud on speakerphone out in public, and nobody wants to be that guy.
The state of California might prefer Malsom were that guy once he gets his AC working again. Severin Borenstein researches energy markets at UC Berkeley.
Remote work is probably making things worse right now. They're still cooling the offices, and yet people are staying home and also air conditioning on these very hot days.
He says for the energy grid, hybrid work is the worst of both worlds, especially if employers don't coordinate which days employees come in. And he worries about the energy impact of that pandemic home renovation craze.
I suspect because people are working from home more, we are seeing more air conditioning being put in.
Remote workers may not be reckless with the AC because they directly bear the cost of running it. But Vijay Modi at Columbia University says how low you set the thermostat really depends on how well off you are.
Those who are doing okay financially are thinking about comfort first.
One energy-saving tip for me here in Sacramento, no need to use the oven for dinner. You can just fry an egg on the sidewalk. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.